Skyping in on Static this evening, we give a big warm welcome to Ryan from Rival Consoles. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm very good, thank you, and thanks for having me.
I should always ask in this year, how are you holding up, Ryan? You all right?
Well, because I've been making music kind of in seclusion for almost 10 years, I was, I guess, kind of prepared a little bit more than most people for this current world that we're living in. So I'm kind of fortunate on some levels, but of course, it's hard to know how it's shaping us, really.
It's just like another day at the office for you, isn't it, this stuff?
I mean, yeah, it sounds insane to say, but there is some... The madness that other people are experiencing now is kind of similar to my normal life.
Well, at least we've got a new Rival Consoles album to get us through, Ryan. And before we talk articulation, if you'll pardon the pun, what happened with the names of the albums with you? The last one was Persona, and looking through the Bergman filmography, this one should have been Hour of the Wolf, Ryan.
Yeah, I've gone away from the sort of, you know, extremely melodramatic film world into the kind of more colourful, abstract, graphic score world, I guess.
Well, it's not that abstract, the title of the record, in a way, because it's a clue into what your thinking was when creating it, right? Articulation. You always want to make electronic music that speaks fluently.
Yeah, and I mean, it's definitely a reference as well, in a kind of cheeky way, to a piece by Ligeti, which has an amazing graphic score that accompanies it. So, yeah, I mean, I always try to give clues to context, because when I first started making electronic music, I was just making music like everyone does in the beginning, and there was just no context to what I was doing, and it was just... You listen to it and that was it. There was no depth or story. So I think as I've gotten older, I'm always trying to look for the context of what I'm doing rather than it just being sound. So I guess with the titles, I'm giving clues as to context if people want to look further.
It's probably also more than a decade of having to explain yourself that has got you to this point as well, Ryan.
Yeah, I mean, well, but that's good though, because, you know, it's good to be challenged because, you know, when you're constantly being asked what you're doing and why you're doing it, you don't have to answer because you might not have the answer, but it makes you think, you know, it makes you think about why you're doing what you're doing. And I think because obviously via the internet, you know, in its sort of full swing, we're just bombarded with so much stuff that more than ever, there is a genuine desire to search for something, some kind of reason why you would do anything. Yeah. Or at least that's the way I'd feel when I'm sort of engaging with the modern world.
I saw you make a remark about this album as well, which was, you know, what you do is make patterns and shapes, have a conversation. And to map this out this time around, you actually sat down and drew structures, shapes and patterns by hand, right? To sort of find new ways of thinking about music.
I mean, this is something I've been doing. I started doing in the last sort of 5 years. Then I really increased doing it a lot when making this album because for some reason it just started to make a lot of sense. But it's just very simply an intuitive way of imagining musical structures with a pen and paper. It's kind of an obvious thing, but at the same time something that most people would never even think of just because it might be associated with kind of like a more academic music. I don't know, but I think more people should do it because there's something in it. There's definitely a lot in it.
Okay, Ryan, so these aren't just doodles, they're complex works of trigonometry that you've drawn to represent these songs?
I mean, there are a few, actually, because I've included this on my website as well. There's sort of like 50 or so drawings that I think are most relevant that I've put there, and some are incredibly accurate to what I was trying to do musically, but it's a way of thinking out loud, but away from the computer. That's the main sort of goal, really, with the drawings or, you know, the graphic scores, if you want to call them that.
It also feels more practical than just deciding to make a song sound more purple or something, Ryan. You've got it there in front of you, you know?
Yeah, no, there's a lot to that, because if you draw something and, like, yeah, you do make it a vivid colour, like purple or red or something, and then you start imagining how you would go about doing that musically, I think that's already interesting, well, more interesting than just sitting at a computer or sitting with a bunch of instruments and just making sound, because it creates, like, a point of investigation, and I think that's something that I like about investigating, you know, anything.
Ryan, it seems like an eternal battle for you, but also a fun one, trying to make the synthetic sound real, which is a lot of what Rival Consoles does as well. For the opening song, Vibrations on a String, you mentioned in a post that you thought a part of you was often trying to mimic nature with synths. So outside of the drawing, there's also a part of your mind which is always focused on the natural and non-computer based as well.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like an age-old argument, but a lot of people, including myself, not all the time, but sometimes, it feels like there's a lack of authenticity to electronic music. And I don't know if that's because we're conditioned from a young age. Well, I mean, it's different now because, you know, now people grow up with so much electronic music that it's actually probably more common than non-electronic music. But for me, I grew up with listening to bands and traditional instruments that I'm always asking the question, is there authenticity here? Is something being said and it's not just for the sake of it? In the same way that I would never ask a lot of the time with non-electronic music. So, yeah, I think by mimicking nature, there's something there in which you can put into this electronic palette of sounds. And it becomes, to me, there's like a way to get authenticity there. I don't know if that sounds a bit crazy, but...
Well, it makes sense, especially when you listen to a lot of the songs on Articulation. This album showcases some of those nature elements. There's this crackling hiss that sounds like rainfall on Melodica. And also there's Birdsong at the start of Sudden Awareness of Now.
Yeah, and also what's interesting is not only are those things happening, but also what I'm trying to do is get some of the sounds also mimicking, like at the end of Sudden Awareness of Now, there's a lot of synth sounds. And I didn't even do this on purpose. This just happened kind of by accident. But there's a kind of mimicking, like a fluttering mimicking, an artificial mimicking of kind of like Birdsong at the end of that. So that's interesting how that happens naturally. You know, it starts with nature and then ends with what we would argue isn't nature, but actually they're doing similar things. I like things like that. Just very simple connections.
I also like sometimes, Ryan, listening to a Rival Consoles album is like an old radio show's secret sound, trying to guess what things are.
Yeah. I mean, that's a big part of it as well, because I studied quite academic music, including music concrète, and that is a style of music where they were purely trying to make sounds in a way that you couldn't tell what the source was of the sound. So I think that's probably influenced some of my choices. You know, I'm trying to make you hear something, but without always knowing exactly what it is.
And Ryan, in the time between Rival Consoles albums, you scored an episode of Black Mirror last year called Striking Vipers. Was that a vastly different experience for you, working to someone else's brief and fitting your music in with visuals?
Well, I've kind of done this kind of thing behind the scenes for quite a while, but never on a scale as big as this. So I was somewhat prepared for it, but it was such an extremely like challenging job that was. That was the most challenging thing I've ever done, because I think the episode itself is very complex. It was cheeky, it was funny, it was serious, it was emotional, it was romantic. It was so many different things in such a chaotic way that it was very easy for you to just ruin it with any kind of musical idea. So you had to be extremely sensitive, I think, just to sort of support what was going on without sounding sickly or romantic or, you know.
I don't think you ruined it at all, Ryan, if you read all the comments online. People loved it. But that stuff was a lot more purely synthscapes. I mean, are you tending to compartmentalize your work more nowadays? Earlier this year, you released a standalone quasi-classical song called Winter's Lament for Piano Day. So there's vastly different shades of a palette on all these things you've done. And so that must be exciting and refreshing for you to be able to turn your attention to something quite different every now and then.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously helpful because basically I don't collaborate with people over the last sort of, let's say, 10 years. So it's very important that I keep refreshing the process of my thinking, because if you collaborate with people, that is doing that. That is refreshing your mind, because you're not always doing what you want to do, because that can obviously easily just come to a halt in many areas. So I think by constantly making music in different ways, that's kept a kind of a refreshed perspective to what I'm doing. So it's really important.
And Ryan, as long as these isolated times continue, you won't be able to collaborate with anybody. So you need to keep refreshing things on your own.
Yeah. Well, unless you go down the sort of classic online collaboration, which is a different beast, but there's definitely something in exchanging ideas. Well, I actually am doing that right now, actually. But when I do it, I never like force this has to work. It's just more passing ideas backwards and forwards and then seeing what happens from that.
It was so great to get you on the line and also to have Articulation out. Heaven knows when we'll ever see Rival Consoles back in Sydney, but for now, we might have a listen to Sudden Awareness of Now from Articulation.
Well, yeah, thanks for having me. It was a pleasure to chat.
This is Rival Consoles now on Static. Thanks for the chat, Ryan. Look after yourself.
Thanks very much. All the best.